Wilson, brother and sister. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. November 11, 1898. Dear brother and sister Wilson, I cannot write but a few lines, but I advise brother Wilson, or someone of your workers, to put up a cheap oven and bake your own bread. And do not have any milk in it. Save all the milk to put in your rolls and hard biscuits. Sister Lucas knows how to make good bread, and hop yeast bread is far better than salt yeast bread. Sister Lucas will think it her duty to strain every nerve to make something extra, but when she put her tact and skill at work, she can make wholesome crackers or biscuits without sugar. A little milk or cream from healthful animals, as far as you know, may be put into the rolls or crackers. But fruit you must have at all cost. Do not get tinned canned fruit, but fruit in glass cans or fresh from some quarter. Have faith in God. Put your soul, body, and spirit into His care. He is your great physician. He heals the sick. He healed the leprosy. He can heal the afflicted vital organs. Only trust in the great physician, and He will do great things for you. He will make you whole if you will not doubt. The Lord wants both of you to be spared to His cause and to do His will. Expect whole restoration. Let not our ministers think that God wants them to die. No, 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 live. Pray together once a day for the Lord to give soundness and health, and then work prudently. It will do you no harm to give discourses and speak slow, and the more distinct, the more healthful the exercise will be to you. The Lord loves you. Make up your minds. I shall not die, but live to declare the works of the Lord. Psalm 118, verse 17. He will heal you if you come to Him in full faith and rest in His love. Be happy. Be cheerful. Be hopeful. Let us draw nigh and still nigher to God in full confidence in faith. Do not let us, as Seventh-day Adventists, loosen faith in our great physician. Take right hold on the power of God. Thou hast said it. Ask, and ye shall receive. John 16, verse 24. Pray for the Holy Spirit to be poured out upon the workers. Pray, believe, and then receive the miracle-working power of God for yourselves. Do not, I pray you, consider your case too hard for the Lord to handle. God help you, my brother and my sister. I beg of you to get some preparation in brick oven or an excellent stove to bake good bread. Good, thoroughly baked bread is the staff of life. Put skill into it, but do not dishonor God by making sweet cakes of any description. Put your money into fruits. I will say to Sister Higgins that she must be careful and she must not get exhausted. Educate the workers. Sister Blank gives too many Bible readings. Cut down her work all of one half. The warm weather in Queensland is trying, very trying. She must do all she possibly can to avoid overwork, for in the end, more work will be done with far greater results. Take time before dinner to have 1 hour's perfect rest, then eat simple, well-cooked bread and fruit, and you will improve. My heart has been pained to see you so feeble, but I know that God does not want you to go down to the grave. Look up constantly. Do not look at your handkerchief to see what comes from your lungs. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of your faith, you may have a sound, healthful experience. God says it. Press your case to His notice and look up and hold fast the power of His grace. He loves you, and if you will believe, you will see the salvation of God. I have hope, strong hope, and faith in entire restoration. All weakness can be overcome. In much love. Do not let Sister Malcolm work too hard in this trying season of the year. Nothing is gained by it.